Hello, everyone. Colin here. I'm releasing this on December the 24th, 2019. And if you're listening to this then or the following day, happy holidays to everyone. So what you are about to hear, it's something that John has mentioned before on the podcast and listeners have asked us about as well. This is a part of one of those pre-recording conversations that we have often. And this recording, as you begin to listen to it, you'll notice that John is in the middle of a story. It's the story he told us back in November about this awful trip he took to North Carolina, I believe, and he stayed in a rather seedy motel. The conversation develops and evolves from there. Megan, from time to time, says something, but she's not on mic, which is why she sounds a bit faint. And the final thing I'll say is I do cut someone's name. It's not a listener or a former guest or a patron or anything like that. It's just someone's name who I decided to cut, so don't be surprised by that bit of sound that I add to hide that person's name. So we hope everyone enjoys this. It's just something short and small to add to the feed since we're not recording and producing episodes here in December. However, we will be back in January, quite soon in fact, think 2 weeks. And we also like to just take this opportunity here at the end of each year to thank, as always, our listeners for your kind and what appears to be unceasing support. You've been so wonderful to us. If you've written a review in the past year or just at any point in the past, if you're a current patron, a former patron, whatever you are, if you're listening to this, just thank you so much for taking the time to do that. It's endlessly flattering to us that you would give us any attention at all, and it's doubly flattering if and when it's positive attention. And it almost always is positive attention. So thank you all so much. And for us here at the Hop-Ons podcast, we wish all of you a wonderful holiday. And we hope the beginning of 2020 is as good for you as we hope it will be for us. Because again, we're coming back with the second half of season 2 of Twin Peaks. So until then, enjoy John's interesting story about a trip he took to North Carolina.
Finally, I use the white noise to just sort of fall asleep to. At 2:30, gunshots.
Oh my God.
Four of them. Boom, 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 boom. Someone got shot at my motel. So I peek out the door, blue lights everywhere. And I was like, somebody legit just got shot at this motel. So I close the curtains up and I lay back down. And I'm like, please God, fuck Jesus, just let me go to sleep. At 4 a.m., I start to hear chit chat. And I'm like, what's this? I open the door. There are two people standing directly in front of my door, just talking. Having a cigarette, just talking, right in front of my door. And I just look at them, and they look at me, and I close the door back. At 5 a.m., a woman loudly announces she wants to find some drugs. I want to get some drugs today. And I guess she got them, I don't know. At 6:30 a.m., kids get in a fight right outside my door. I stood up, I put all my clothes on, and I just got in my car and drove home. So what a fucking useless point. It was so bad.
Should have just driven
out. Yes.
I'm sure the families were like living there. We have like the Crest Motel down here where families live.
Well, I mean, $70 a night? I don't know. That's a lot.
We went
I mean,
$50 a night at Crest.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it was bad. It was bad. I was like, surely it can't get worse. And then someone got shot. That really happened.
Oh my God.
Someone got shot at, and it was so loud. And I was in my brain, I was like, was that a gun? Was that a gun?
No. My life doesn't involve guns.
Oh, no, God. I don't have guns in my life. No, there were guns.
I've also been recording all of this in case you wanted for anything. So.
It was so bad. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It was a great day until that happened. I got home and was just dead, and I slept for like 3 hours, but yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. The shower there didn't even have a shower curtain, and it wasn't a tub. It was a stand-up shower. just no curtain. And I was like, they just expect people. I guess that's how they clean the floor, really, is somebody gets in there, they hope, and water just goes all over the place. And they're like, that's clean enough. We don't have to do anything else. I didn't touch anything. I slipped in my clothes. It was nasty. It was a nasty, nasty time.
Did you use prophylacticos for slippers?
I wish I had some. I would have. It was bad, yeah. It was just like whole, and I texted that to Melanie, and she just wrote back. She was like, holy shit. And I said, yeah, how was your night? And she was like, it was great. Hung out with the dogs. I slept really well. Oh, okay, good, yeah. Yeah, it was bad. Anyway, other than that, the museum was great. The Lighthouse is a fantastic movie. I wish that you could see it, Colin, because we could have ample discussion about this film.
What is this movie?
It's the movie with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe.
Oh, I've seen. So I use this service called
Letterboxd. Just yeah.
So it's like Goodreads for movies. I like writing reviews, and we're trying to use it for the Movie Appreciation Club.
Oh, cool.
At school, and the login screen is just, I think, an image from that movie.
It's so good, man. It's been that
for the better part of 2 months or something.
It is a phenomenal film. It was the worst theater I've been in, but it was a great movie to watch.
Can I tell you, I covertly really like Robert Pattinson.
He is phenomenal in this movie.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys who, because he made those Twilight movies early in his career, people just don't take him seriously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think he's really good.
Are you excited for him to be the Batman?
I don't know. I mean, I think he'll do fine. I don't think it's a hard role. I think the Bruce Wayne part's the hard part, right?
I think he'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. So.
I just think of that movie review videos that you watch where they call them Shovel Face.
Oh, Shovel that's face. Right. They...
it was referred to him as Shovel Face.
It's, I think
oh,
it's,
he does have a bit of a shovel face, sure.
It's we definitely have to cut this part. Like? So.
No, fuck it. I can eat my ass. I don't care.
It's like once you start that term, you're like, there's a lot of shovel faces.
I always thought like a very perturbed cat.
No, it's actually it's Honest Trailers.
Oh, they sure, yeah.
When they do the when they do the Twilight movies, it's. And then this girl falls in love with this shovel-faced vampire.
Have you seen the 50 Shades Honest Trailer? It's
no,
so good.
No.
There's the scene. Have you seen 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Don't watch it. It's very bad. But there's a scene where Anastasia Steele, that's a person's name. It's a real name. Colin almost spit his water. She's signing a contract, and she goes, "What are butt plugs?" And the voiceover guy goes, "They're plugs for your butt."
Which is exactly how students in my class answer questions, but they don't know the answer yet.
What are butt plugs? That movie's awful. I made a whole video about that movie.
No, those are those are his best videos.
It's
the
probably
Rotten Tomatoes.
No,
user
well,
reviews.
I did that, yeah, but I also wrote a whole video where
did you really?
I did a review of 50 Shades because I don't want to be the person that makes fun of something without having seen something. And so I said, I'll watch 50 Shades, and it was horrendously bad. It basically I'm a very sex positive person, but it treated just straight up abuse as like sexual positivity. Like at the end of Anastasia's getting beat until she cries, and Christian doesn't stop doing what he's doing. It's horrendous.
Yeah, I can't watch that.
We actually
way too much. Listen, back to the Ava
Brothers. Oh yeah.
I hate the But
I haven't listened to it a lot. Is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But they were on. I feel like there are some things that are good, but there's some that are like.
I think they've tanked after, like.
Overly.
Like Once a Future Carpenter. I think they kind of tanked after that.
But they did an interview with Dax Shepard on his show,
The Armchair Podcast.
And I really enjoyed their interview, and it gave me a very different viewpoint. So I listened to the new album and was like, this is rough. Because there's like voiceover at one point in one of the songs.
Oh, that's weird. I know they wrote a song that's about women controlling the world or whatever. And I was like, oh, this sounds like it's going to be good. And it sounds so bad. It's very hokey.
Yeah, it's a lot of like overly hokey. And I don't know. I did not enjoy it. I listened to the podcast and I've come back and I still don't like it, but I like it significantly better than I did, and I have a different understanding of how they function, and I don't know. I appreciate them in a different way, and I've been like re-listening to them, thinking about some of the things they discussed.
Cool.
I just thought you might like.
I would. Yeah, I love.
Is it like a long interview? Like his.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours long or whatever.
Well, but they play on it too, so you get to hear them.
Oh,
play.
Sweet.
It's, oh. In his, like,
is it just Scott and Seth, or is Bob, yeah, Bobby
just,
there too?
Just Scott.
Scott Seth.
I don't even
but
know the names
talk
of
about,
these
like,
guys.
The
I love that. I'm an Avett Brothers fanatic.
Yeah, I didn't realize there were multiple vocalists. I thought they had a single vocalist.
One sounds really honky tonky, and one sounds like an emo screamo band.
They both sound the same.
They don't. They don't
really?
All sound the same.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I to be fair, I don't listen to a lot of Avett
Brothers.
So
they come nearby. You're gonna be the person I go with. Not gone.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I saw them in a gymnasium. In Henderson, Tennessee. It was awesome. When I was working at the barter once, Scott Avett showed up at stage two.
Whoa.
I was like working at he was like in line in the cafe, and I looked, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I went back and typed, and I looked again, and he looked at me, and he nodded, and I was like,
it's me.
And I went over, and I said, what the fuck are you doing here? He's like, my friend's getting married in Hungry Mother. And I'm down here just hanging out.
Whoa.
I was like, holy shit. And I said, I was like, do you want a discount? That's what I did. I offered Scott Avett a discount. They weren't super famous by then, but it was cool when he took a picture with me. Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow, John.
They were playing at Rhythm and Roots, and I had driven up from South Carolina. Driven up from South Carolina with my friends, and we were like late. The show's already started, and we like throw our tickets at the people, and we're like running to the stage while they've started. It was just this great like downtown Bristol. It's like early in the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Rhythm and Roots, where it still feels like ours. And
they're so
just
good.
It's just this, like, moment where I was like, yeah. Like, when I think about Rhythm and Roots and I think about fall, I think about that moment.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Running from, like, the Tennessee side down to the Piedmont stage, down the side streets to get to the Avett Brothers.
I haven't been at Rhythm and Roots in forever. Do you ever go?
I know.
Not anymore.
Not any longer, yeah.
Hey, I'm supposed to go hang out with you a little bit.
That's fine. Yeah. So guess what I learned earlier this week? I don't have a Werner Herzog impression. So this is what I think Megan and I discovered is...
Oh, now let me see if I can
do
one.
Okay, but this is the interesting thing about it. You know immediately if you can do a Werner Herzog or not.
I have been told. I can't do it. I can't do it.
That's okay.
Because I want to do Russian instead of German.
No. So it's...
I've been told many things about The Mandalorian.
Nope, you don't have it. Yeah, so... We were watching this episode of Parks and Rec.
Oh, where he's the realtor.
Yeah,
the shit's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's really good, and that's the test. You know immediately if you have a Werner Herzog or not. So,
have you seen The Mandalorian?
No, I don't have this Disney Plus thing.
God.
I'm not. I don't want to.
I'll give you my login so you can watch The Mandalorian.
I would love to have that.
It's so good, dude.
Really?
It's so good, Colin.
Wow.
It's like it's my favorite Star Wars thing, of all Star Wars things. I think it's the best thing because it's very slow and patient, and it builds up to something. It feels so much like an old 70s Western. It's
really,
really, really, really good.
Okay.
People are complaining. They're like, it's slow, boring. I want lightsaber fights. I want to see more stupid droids.
I don't know if those critical perspectives are ones you should take seriously.
I think Forbes said it was mediocre,
huh?
But Forbes can suck my dick.
But in all seriousness, so when, because here's what I don't understand. So when media organizations like Forbes do these reviews, are they just reviewing the pilot? Have they seen all the episodes?
I don't think so. They didn't even release the pilot for critics. Critics got
so
to watch it. Everybody else did.
But this is my point. This is something my students and I talk about a lot. If I ask them to read something like a play, because we'll need to read it over a couple of days as well, you can't. It's really hard to talk about or even pass judgment on something if you haven't seen all of it. And
sure.
Let's just assume the season is, to some degree, a complete story. How can you pass judgment if you haven't if you've read half a book, if you've seen two episodes of a six episode series, I just don't know how that, I don't know how I could possibly make a judgment in good faith if I haven't seen the whole thing.
I will say that, without spoiling things, The Mandalorian potentially will change all of Star Wars forever.
Wow. I don't even know what it's about.
It takes place 5-ish years after... oh, Jesus Christ, Molly. Oh, God. It takes place 5 years after Return of the Jedi. The Empire's fallen, and it follows a Mandalorian who's just a bounty hunter trying to make it. He gets a big job from Werner Herzog.
Doesn't he look like Boba Fett?
He does, yeah. The Mandalorian's a race. He's a...
Oh, I don't think I knew that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And he's this nameless Mandalorian who gets a job from a top client, Werner Herzog, who is part of the Empire.
Oh, okay.
He says, I can't do it. I want to so bad.
No, I want you to desperately try, but here's the thing. It's not even an impression where you feel like you can lean into it. Like, so I can do kind of like a Harrison Ford and lean into it, like, you're gonna die here, kid. Like, you know, you kind of lean into the impression. You can't lean into a Werner Herzog. You either have it or you don't.
It's like a, it's just a creepy German guy, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, because then Megan and I talked about it, and then we watched the Werner Herzog Reads Curious George video.
Oh, that's amazing.
Those are great, yeah.
Will you please lower your blaster? I can't do it.
He's just a silly monkey. Yes, you can't. I don't know what it is, yeah.
So. Anyway, let's record the episode proper.